Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. And we welcome back the Book Loft this morning to our weekly book pick segment. The Great Barrington-based bookstore has doing great things in the Berkshires, and we are pleased that they are on our list of wonderful booksellers. Zazu Galdez-Shapiro is with us to tell us about some of the great books now out and on store shelves, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the Roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
Very nice to have you. All right, where would you like to begin?
Well, I want to begin with probably my favorite book on this list. I think a lot of people are going to really love it. It's called A Secret History of Witches, written by Louisa Morgan. And I have no idea who Louisa Morgan is, in case anyone's scratching their head.
All right.
On the back of the book, where the author bio usually lives, it just says Louisa Morgan is a pseudonym. So all we know is that she's an excellent writer. She writes a book about five generations of Romani women. It starts in 1821 when they are being persecuted. They have to flee Brittany, and they end up on this windswept clifftop somewhere in what I imagine might be Wales, somewhere in the UK now. Absolutely beautiful, vivid imagery. I can really imagine where this is all taking place. And they start in 1821. You go through five generations of these women, mothers and daughters and mothers and daughters, all the way through World War II. You know, this is a huge, wide span of time. And each one of these women is extremely unique in personality, in goals, and what they think. And yet at the same time, regardless of all of these differences, the obstacles they must face are very, very similar over time. And it's because they're women. It's because they are Romani. They are discriminated against for being powerful women. I actually have a quote I'd love to read.
Please do.
So this is, you know, at one point, one of the mothers is telling her daughter, no, you know, we've left Brittany, but these people still hate us. We would still be persecuted if they knew who we were. And she says, surely not. Why should they? And the mother responds, because men believe it's their right to tell women how to live. They tell us who to marry, what to wear, when to go out, and when to stay. Some men beat their wives, and no one speaks a word about it. But despite all the power they hold over us, they feel powerless against our kind. We resist. We cause things to happen. We interfere with their plans, with what they think is the natural order. That frightens them. Men hate being frightened, so they hate us instead. So there's a whole lot of really great thematic stuff going on here with women and with people who are coming from one country to another country and being persecuted for it.
The name of the book is A Secret History of Witches by Louisa Morgan. All right, next book.
So that book was sometimes compared to Practical Magic, so this is a great segue into the next book, which is actually the prequel to Practical Magic. It's called The Rules of Magic by Alice Hoffman. And for those who remember Practical Magic, it's about two women, young girls as they grow older, and they come from the Owens family line. And this is a very old line starting from 1620, when Maria Owens first comes into the picture. They are witches. They are also, again, persecuted for it, and just powerful, interesting women and an interesting family line. So what we learn about in this book, which is actually out just today, is where the aunts in Practical Magic came from. So it starts in the 1960s, and Jet and Franny, who are the aunts in Practical Magic, their kids, along with their brother Vincent, and you, with Alice's lovely writing style,
yes,
you end up learning all about them.
Great stuff. She's one of my favorites. It's The Rules of Magic by Alice Hoffman. The Rules of Magic. Okay, next.
The next one is The Nowhere Girls by Amy Reid. And I do have to preface this with saying that it is marketed for young adults, but as all of us in the bookselling industry know, most young adult books are actually read by adults, and this should not be an exception. This is up there with The Hate U Give by Angie Smith in terms of great writing and very, very topical. The Nowhere Girls, the title refers to a group of girls anonymous group in this high school who get together to fight rape culture in their high school and in their town. And the main characters are Grace Salter. She has she's a lovely girl, but has very low self-confidence. She was recently uprooted and moved to this town because her parents were Southern Baptists, and suddenly they've decided to be liberal. So she's very confused and facing all of these issues. The next main character is Rosina Suarez. I love her. She is a queer Mexican-American first-generation punk girl. She's so cool. But she's struggling with all of the things that first-generation kids struggle with.
Right.
As well as being part of a conservative Mexican family when she's queer. And the third character is Erin DeLillo. She's autistic. She loves marine biology and Star Trek, and she struggles with fitting in at school. And these girls are the ones that are the catalyst. They hear about a rape that happened at the end of the last school year, and the girl just disappeared. She spoke out against the people. And those high school boys are still sitting in high school, and her family was sort of shamed and took her out of the town. And so they decided that's not okay. We're going to do something about it. This is the kind of book that I wish I had read in high school. I wish mm-hmm. adults would read this as well. It's absolutely very, very well done.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. Okay. It's very diverse. This is something important, you know. It's not white feminism.
It's The Nowhere Girls by Amy Reed. All right.
All right. Well, we'll get into even younger ages here now. The Care and Feeding of a Pet Black Hole. This is written by Michelle Cuevas, who's actually local to our area of the lovely Berkshires in Massachusetts. And this is a delightful title, so you can tell it's going to be really funny and sweet. And it is all those things, but it's also about a young girl who... is dealing with the death of her father and not dealing with it very well. So one day there's a little black hole that's walking around the neighborhood. She discovers it, brings it in, names it Larry, short for singularity.
All right.
She's very smart. And through the adventure that she goes on with little Larry, she ends up dealing and kind of learning how to cope with this loss. So it's really, really smart and fun.
The name of the book is The Care and Feeding of a Pet Black Hole.
Yeah.
All right. Finally.
And finally, this one's a picture book, but I love this book. It's called The Fog. It's written by, and I apologize if I mispronounce this, Keo McClear. And the illustrator, I believe, is Kennard Pack. The illustrator does absolutely beautiful work, very whimsical. And the combination of the illustration and the text gives you a whole new story that you can't really understand without seeing it as well as reading it. It starts with a little bird, and he lives on this island, and he is an avid people watcher, which is a nice twist. And suddenly, the fog descends, and he can't people watch anymore. He's very upset. Mm. Where did all of this fog come from? He goes to all the other animals. He's like, guys, what are we going to do about this fog? They're like, it's fog. What can we do? I mean, we just got to learn to live with it. So they try to ignore it. They try to live with it. They try to adapt. And ultimately, the little bird decides, no, I can't. We have to do something. We have to do something. So he goes off, and eventually he bumps into this little girl. And they're so excited to meet each other because they're the only other person or you know, being that they've met that acknowledges that the fog is real and is a problem. So they decide, all right, we're going to do something about it. She pulls out a notebook out of her backpack. They start writing notes on pieces of paper. They fold them up into paper boats, and they sail them across the water. And on those notes, they wrote things like, hey, does anyone else out there see the fog? Can you help us do something about it? And suddenly they start getting notes back saying, yes, we see the fog too. We can help. We can do something. And the more notes that come in with people acknowledging that there's a problem, the more the fog actually starts to clear.
Mm.
So obviously there's a really great message there about normalizing things and fighting to do better. But it doesn't hit you over the head with it. It's still a sweet, fun, nicely illustrated picture book. So it's just such a great book.
It is called The Fog by, what did we go with, Keo McClear?
Keo McClear.
And illustrated by Kennard Pack. Anything else going on at the book off you'd like to mention?
We have actually a author coming soon for a book called Time's Betrayal. And he's local, and I actually just forgot what date it is. It's sometime in October. If you head on over to our website, thebookloft.com, it'll say all of the great details there.
All the good stuff there. And you can find out more information by going to their website, which is thebookloft.com. It is Wednesday, October 25th at 3 o'clock.
There you go.
Wednesday at 3. And it's The Book Loft, and you can go to thebookloft.com. Better yet, you can go visit them. They are right in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and it is a it's always great. I was looking for the actual it's Barrington Plaza, right? Is that the name?
That's correct. Yeah, it's right where Price Chopper is.
There you go.
that's what people know it by.
That's right. It's where Price Chopper is. Zesu, thank you very much for being with us. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Joe.
And again, you can find out more information by going to visit the bookstore, thebookloft.com. Online, or also you can see the list on our website, which is at wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.